Before the GCRN was born, there was all things Transformers and the GF1. It's gonna be one of those days.
Oh shit, what are we gonna do now?
You're listening to Geekcast Radio on geekcastradio.com. Listening to the Geekcast Radio Network. You're listening to the Geekcast Radio Network. Unleash the geek in you.
And now, your hosts, Steve Megatron Phillips and Mike TFG1 Blanchard.
I am Brian Ward, and you are listening to 7 years of Geekcast Radio.
7 years? Where the hell is 7 years gone? Welcome to Geekcast Radio Celebration Year 7. I am one of your hosts, as always, TFG1 Mike, one of the co-creators. Joining me is Steve Megatron. Hello.
Hello.
I should have gone old school and said Steve slash Megatron, but I didn't think of that at the time. So we are here. And
we are waiting.
No. We are here. They have been waiting. That's what it is for us. Because they've been waiting for this for years now.
So they've been waiting for us?
Apparently, we have a really large fan base. Who would have thought it? Because the stuff that I found for this podcast, folks, is I have no idea how we have a fan base.
Some of it's just downright scary from the beginning.
Yes. Yes, we have come so far in 7 years. All right. Really quick, we haven't done this in a while. I do want to say the top nines of the 90s are still coming. I didn't want to rush it. So in year 7, the 7-year anniversary, June 1st, 2016 was coming. So I figured, oh, let's just do this. And then we'll tease, and at the end of the show, we'll tease the top nines of the 90s. And we'll do that the rest of the year for the show as far as the numbered episodes on GCR go. But we haven't done this in a long time. What have you been doing?
Way to put me on the spot. No, I've known this. It's been in the show notes for a week. So, yeah, as far as what I've been doing, I've been working on a bunch of projects for Altered Geek, some things to evolve it. As everybody knows, we've been doing the top 50 video game countdown. Unfortunately, it went longer than what I was hoping. I was hoping to have it done before May, actually, but due to scheduling and posting issues, it just didn't happen. So that should be out shortly. But the all things Transformers has been coming back a little bit at a time, kind of sprinkling here or there. Alter Geek's kind of pretty much my main podcast that I kind of hang out on. I guest appear on just about every other show that if there's an interest, but top nine of the 90s, I've got all of my top nines filled out other than I think music. I think that's the only one I'm not going to be on, maybe?
Yeah, I think that's the only one you're not going to be on.
But yeah, I mean, so I've had those done for a while. I've got the GCRN Wars 90s villain tournament bracket already pre-made. I've had this in the works since 2012. I think since we did the first one with the 80s villains, I was like, I so am going to have the 90s villains down. Yep. I'm running this, and like, it just, it's taken 4 years to get to that point. just because other topics come up.
Last 4 years, so,
where was I the last 4 years? I'm just playing. I mean, we did that. We've done a bunch of top 100s. So, like, top 50 was something to need to try, even though the first episode was kind of a fail. Based on the fact that we were missing one of our key players.
We were missing the modern gamer. He had a life situation come up, which we will not say on air what it is, even though he's already said it all over the place anyway.
We've been doing that. I've been designing new work for the site, as far as art, new website, which will be at a different location. And as soon as I get everything transferred over, which... it takes time because there's like 90 gigs worth of crap. Actually, there's more.
7 years is 90 gigs, people.
Well, it's actually more. It's probably like 108, but a lot of it's been deleted from the server because of space issues. And old podcasts that, like ATTF version 1 and 2, are no longer on the server. So, although if someone has access to them, i.e. me and you... from my OneDrive account that I have everything backed up on, then you would have access to them anyhow. And because I'm weird, I archive them by year of the end date of the podcast. So I have a lot of old archive stuff on there. It's about 40 gigs worth of archives, like of old content that's like not in production.
Mm-hmm.
So, that boring stuff aside, there's a new intro. As most of you may have heard, yes, we did cycle through the other four, but I have this nostalgia for the old theme songs, even though you've not much cared for some of them, at least initially, and then, like, after a while, you're like, eh, boo. And then, so I was like, oh, let's try this Fiverr and see what we can come up with, and I'm actually quite pleased with the new intro. Which was designed by, trying to get his name right. It's, David Moya. He's, MF Music on Fiverr.
Very cool.
And, very cool dude. I heard one of his samples and I sent it to you and then,
yeah, I'm like, why can't we just buy this one?
And I was like, because I want something like that's solely created for us. And after rendering his services, they're actually I'm quite pleased with it. I've gotten a couple other things done, one for Alter Geek and one for a separate project, but with my film production studio stuff that I'm working on. Aside from like Geekcast Radio stuff, I've done. I mean, school for media production, and so I've got like a screenplay, created my own superhero universe, and so I got a lot of different things in the fire at present. But definitely, Altered Geek is like my main thing on Geekcast Radio. But pretty much anything that I collaborate with you is pretty much I'm pretty much gonna be.
Yeah, that was kind of like yours. Year six and year seven was kind of like, we needed to get back to basics. We needed to get back for stuff for the two of us to do, because between year five and now, I had Showtime Synergy. Kevin and I are still doing Powers of Grayskull.
As Michael Wilson Tooncast would say, my pants are full.
Yeah.
My pants are full.
And that's kind of what it was. We were full of crap for like a year or two. But, yeah.
You know, we got a lot of interviews in the last 2 years, which we'll talk about later. But first, for me, really quickly, what I've been going through, a year ago, my mom passed away, so I'm still kind of raw on that. I make the joke now, and I know this sounds bad, folks, but I got to find some sort of comedy in this somewhere. So I say now, it took my mom dying for me to get a life, so... I'm not just podcasting anymore. I'm, you know, seeing someone and planning on heading out there to see her in real life in California in, I don't know, a few weeks now. So So that's what's been going on with me personally. Podcast stuff, I've just been doing a whole bunch of stuff. Like I said, last 2 years, we've gotten so many new interviews, so many more that I want to get. Like I said, Showtime Synergy was a big thing last year that we did, which is the Gem Review show. We've got a bunch of new stuff coming up later this year and next year into 2017. We'll talk about it at the end of the show. But first, we're gonna jump in the DeLorean, go back in time, and see how far we've actually come. I went through, about 4 hours of old episodes, this is the beginning of Steve and I's podcast careers. So hopefully you're going to hear a narrator do some snarky stuff and some other things, and you'll hear various clips from the last 7 years, pre-GCRN and post-GCRN, before and after we started the network. We'll be back after this.
Before the GCRN was born, there was All Things Transformers and the TFG1 podcast. Steve and Mike, this was the beginning of your podcasting careers.
This is All Things Transformers, Episode 1, recorded August 9th, 2008. Welcome to the debut episode of All Things Transformers. I'm your host, Steve/Megatron. The purpose of this podcast is to feature discussions with other possible hosts and fans on the Transformers as a whole. We will also feature some small Transformer-related news tidbits, but we'll leave most of that to various other TF podcasts, such as TF Wire and TF Anonymous. In case you're wondering, yes, I am the same Steve/Megatron from the TF Wire War Stories podcast. Hopefully, I'll do a little bit better than I did in that series. In any case, I will also be launching my own versions of War Stories called Battle Protocol, which will be a Predacon Empire.com production. And yes, I also own that long-running TF site. We are in the progress of adding more Tory reviews, Teletran entries, which are profiles and character analysis, and various other audio and video clips to the site. But I digress. This episode will be a short one, as I'm recording solo this week. This podcast may or may not be a weekly/biweekly series. It'll all depend on your input. I will also try to get possible guest hosts on the show from other TF podcasts and fans who'd like to participate in roundtable discussion topics. We will also feature listener questions, but obviously since this is the first episode, we won't have any. Anyways, on to the news. First up this week is a new Transformer Generation 1 game. It's a limited time demo on Glue Mobile, also TransformersMobile.com. It's loosely based off the Transformer Generation 1 mythos, and I actually played the demo on there. It's pretty fun. The demo, it's obviously very pixelized because it's a colored phone, but at the same time, when it shows the close-ups and they're speaking, it resembles the Dreamwave IDW designs for the heads. Second up is Bernie Mac, dead at age 50. The actor-comedian passed away early Saturday morning. His death, they're saying, had to do with pneumonia. His most recent role for Transformer fans that knew him, he was Bobby Bolivia, the used car salesman, sold Sam Bumblebee. Some of his other well-known roles were in the Ocean's movies. Up next is Transformers Revenge of the Fallen has halted shooting for 4 weeks due to Shia LaBeouf's hand injury. So they're currently filming other aspects of the movie at this time. And there's no indication currently on the delay or the effect on the film. Rumor from Chud.com reports that Transformer movie Megatron to return as a tank. This is mostly just rumor right now, as the director and producers and everyone associated with the Transformer movie are purposely leaking false information. So until we hear anything official, this should just be treated as a rumor. Has anyone seen that new Transformer movie mystery car? Well, that mystery car is a Corvette Centennial design. It's currently in the concept model. It is released upon the 100-year anniversary of GM, which could have something to do with why it looks so funky and doesn't really resemble a Corvette. They're saying that it's supposed to be a cross between past, present, and their future on GM designs. Up next is Chevy officially releases details on the Bumblebee Camaro. Apparently Chevy is planning to unveil the Camaro to showroom floors in early spring of next year. The car is to range under $50,000. It's also going to have an LS, LT, and SS model. The LS and LT will feature a 3.6 liter V6 engine. The SS will have two different versions. One will be a 6-speed automatic, 6.2 liter V8. The other one would be a manual transmission, 6.2 liter V8 engine. This car will get between 23 and 26 miles to the gallon, which is pretty damn good for a sports car. But wish I could afford it, but I'll at least get to drive one because I work at a Chevy dealership. Well, that's all for the news week, and again, for submissions, questions, comments, listener questions, and ideas, please visit the podcast section of the PredaconEmpire.com forums, or send an email to podcast@PredaconEmpire.com. Coming soon will be the podcast.PredaconEmpire.com podcast section, and I'm currently working on that as I speak. Anyways, this is Steve/Megatron, signing out.
TFG1 podcast. My name is Michael Blanchard. I will be your host for the next 50, 60, 70 or so episodes. I don't know how long this thing is going to be. This idea came to me because I have absolutely tons of extra time on my hands that I waste with sleeping. I'm not kidding you folks. I sleep probably 16 hours a day. Off and on, you know, throughout a 24-hour day. So I figured, why not just write up a whole bunch of crap and talk to people about it. Basically, what the TFG1 podcast will do is review the entire Generation 1 cartoon of the Transformers. I am a Transformers fan. I have been a Transformers fan since I was a little kid. And yes, like most of us Transformers fans, I cried and threw a fit when Optimus Prime got killed in the movie. My so far schedule for this podcast will be hopefully every other Friday, which the episode will be available on iTunes to download. I am in the process of setting up a Gmail account for email for listeners to email me and ask me questions either about myself or about the podcast, or if they just like to make general comments on the G1 DVDs if they have them and they've watched the episodes as I am doing. I'm also a fan of He-Man, She-Ra, Airwolf, Knight Rider. I love movies, music, video games, reading, writing. I have 2 books of poetry published. What inspired me to do this podcast was another podcast I listened to, entitled World's Finest Podcast. The 2 hosts that do that are Michael David Sims and James Doe. Michael runs a website called Earth2.net. That's www.earth-2.net. It's a great website. It's dedicated to geek culture. Also, why I was going to do this podcast was because no one else out there in the Transformers fandom has thought to do it. Granted, G1 may not have been the best cartoon of time at times, but back in 1984, it's all we had. So what I'm going to do is, each episode, I will be reviewing 5 episodes of the cartoon. This episode today will feature More Than Meets the Eye, Parts 1 through 3, Transport to Oblivion, and Roll for It. What I'm going to do is I'm going to synopsize each episode and then give my thoughts on that. At some point, when I eventually get around to reviewing the 1986 animated movie, which will be in between the season 2 and 3 of the DVD set, I will hopefully get a bunch of people on here that are Transformers fans to record with me. I think the format that I'm going to follow on that is I'm going to record my synopsis and thoughts of the movie, and then I'm going to have a roundtable discussion with, hopefully, people like Mike the Birdman Dodd from ThisWeekInGeek.net, my actual sponsor, Stephen C. Phillips / Megatron from PredaconEmpire.com. Maybe, if they're interested, Jesse Spada and Ryan of TF Wire, which is also another good TF Transformers podcast. My podcast will feature absolutely no news. Everyone else out there in podcast land and website land is doing news, toy lines, comics, stuff like that, upcoming movie stuff from the new, the now sequel, Revenge of the Fallen. I will not be doing any news whatsoever. Just to let everybody know up front, the main purpose of my podcast is to review and talk about and discuss the episodes of the Generation 1 cartoon. I'll leave the news and everything else up to the professionals. Without further ado, let's get into some episodes here. I just want to also note that along with my thoughts, I will be on some episodes that I remember to do this, including some of my favorite quotes from the episode. So here we go.
Many millions of years ago, on the planet Cybertron, life existed. But not life as we know it today. Intelligent robots that could think and feel inhabited the cities. They were called Autobots and Decepticons. But the brutal Decepticons were driven by a single goal: total domination. They set out to destroy the peace-loving Autobots, and a war between the forces of good and evil raged across Cybertron, devastating all in its path, draining the planet's once rich sources of energy. the Autobots, on the verge of extinction, battled valiantly to survive.
More Than Meets the Eye, Part 1. To synopsize this episode, we open on Cybertron, with Wheeljack and Bumblebee coming out of a vent shaft. With energy conductors, they are going to hightail it back to Iacon, and they run into a Decepticon welcoming committee. I've got to stop here for a second because there are people walking through the hallways, and I can hear them, and hopefully it's not coming in on the microphone. It's just... God, I hate living in this place. Anyway, hopefully that's over with. Before I continue with the synopsis, I really should start over. The Transformers are a race of robots, Autobots and Decepticons, who are on good and evil sides, and they're in a war for their planet Cybertron. Now, to synopsize this episode. Oh god, this is gonna suck.
Be sure to check out All Things Transformers with Steve Megatron and TFG1 Mike.
You're listening to All Things Transformers, version 2.0. Transformers!
Hello, and welcome to All Things Transformers, Episode 1. This is actually All Things Transformers, version 2.0. I'm your host, Steve Megatron Phillips, and joining me this week is...
Mike TFG1 Blanchard, hello.
Hello.
And Optimus Solo, hello guys.
Hello. How are you guys doing this week?
Well, Mike's hopefully doing better than he was yesterday.
Yeah, yesterday was kind of rough.
Yeah.
Anyway, all I can say is I'm never, ever eating Big Macs anymore.
Okay, too much information.
No, it's not too much information, but anyway, yeah. I'm all right.
Yes, and as for me, I've been going through a massive revamp of the show, and as you will hear throughout the progression of the show, new intro... which you guys have now listened to.
Yes, yes, very awesome.
I'm very much in approval of the new intro.
Yes, it is much better than the old intro, I believe.
Yeah, that old intro.
The old one Mike did not approve of because part of it was from the original TF Wire intro.
Ah.
I hate that song.
I liked the intro, and I think that's why I stuck with it for so long, but I think now that I've got this new one, I don't think I'll ever use that old one again, other than for maybe like a throwback type thing, not like a older episode thing, but something just as a space filler somewhere.
Yeah.
And obviously not the entire clip. But yeah, other than that, I've done the artwork for the show, completely redone. I have 4 different versions, which will be included in the post when it's published. Including much of the original element, one with a Predacon Empire element from Beast Machines, one with Megatron Spark, and I have another one with the Dark Glass fan version Megatron face in the middle.
Nice. I've only seen 2 of those, but I liked them.
Yes.
It's all new.
Yes, all new. Like the show. Yes, and so this show will run in varying elements throughout the running of it. Hopefully we'll get more guest hosts as we progress. And much more fan submissions, which yes. we'll get to later. So for now, I think we will jump into the latest Transformers news. First up on the Transformers news list is Transformers Prime upcoming episode titles and air dates. MSN.com posted various episodes of upcoming Transformers Prime episodes, starting with February 11th. We have Masters and Students, where Starscream uses a distraction to find something far more intriguing, is what their lame summary happens to tell us, which actually basically says nothing.
Yes, the description that I found on my actual TiVo or DVR or whatever it is a little more interesting, because the description on my TV says, because I can view up to like the 12th so far, and for the 11th it says, Starscream pursues other interests while Skyquake battles Optimus Prime and Bumblebee.
Which leads you to believe, who the hell is Skyquake?
Yeah, and I had to look it up. Apparently Skyquake was a Generation 2 figure, or something that came at the end of Generation 1, and he was like this brightly colored plane of sorts, but I don't remember him at all.
He was also later repainted into Machine Wars Starscream.
Ah.
All black and blue, so...
So I'd be very interested to see what kind of color scheme they use on this one.
Well, ATTF Episode 2... Whatever happened to that Galvatron guy?
You're listening to All Things Transformers, recorded September 6th, 2008. Hi, you're listening to All Things Transformers. I'm your host, Steve/Megatron. And joining me this week is...
Master Galvatron from also Transformers Wire. And all I see is darkness, death, destruction, and every foremost member of the Transformers community as my personal slaves.
Anyways, why don't you give yourself a little introduction?
Well, let's see here. I've been a fan of Transformers for about, I was probably about 4 when I got into them, and I'm 19 now, so that means about, 15 years. And my very first Transformers show would have to be Generation 2, so I guess you could say I grew up during Generation 2 era, which is just basically G1, but with just pre-CG throughout here and there. And that's about all I'm gonna say.
Cool. Yeah, I started out during Beast Wars as well, so. But anyways, let's, I guess, go on to the news.
Then, there was TFG1 Episode 16, Transformers the Movie, a 4-hour tour of Cybertron, Moonbase 1, and 2.
Yeah.
Makes you wonder, though, if the Decepticons had just grown balls and actually killed the Autobots 20 years earlier, they could have ended it a lot sooner and never even had to deal with the reformatting by Unicron.
Yeah, because Megatron had so many chances to kill Optimus, it's insane. I mean, Megatron was the fucking Coyote from the Roadrunner series. He had every opportunity to kill Optimus, but yeah, Optimus just kept getting away. Meet, motherfucker. It's so true. I mean, if you look at Transformers through the lens of the Looney Tunes, this is ridiculous. He's had so many chances. Bugs Bunny is Optimus Prime.
Oh my god, that is hilarious.
Such heroic nonsense.
Is yet another clip of the Transformers movie roundtable. I should have actually done this, all together, but didn't have all the people in place at the time, and joining me is Kevin Thompson, who is my new co-host on Tooncast. Hello, Kevin.
How's it going?
It's going. It's one of those lazy Sunday afternoons where...
Hey, nothing better.
Don't want to...
Especially by me, since it's raining nonstop right now, so...
Oh, it's raining where you are. It's nice and sunny here. Of course, it's probably like 85 degrees out.
Gotcha.
So we are here to discuss more Transformers, the movie, stuff with Roundtable. And I just... I'm sorry to say to the listeners that pretty much all of my voices on... this episode of the TFG1 podcast, it will basically be me saying the same thing over and over and over again, because that's all the notes that I have. So, we're going to start out. Let's see. When was the first time you saw the movie?
I actually saw it at a birthday party in the theater the year it came out. So.
Oh, really?
Got fortunate enough to see it in the theater.
Lucky bastard. none of the people that I've interviewed or not interviewed but discussed it with so far, none of us have seen it in theaters when we were kids. Most of us saw it like 1 to 2 years afterwards on VHS rental. So
I pretty much remember only seeing about 3 movies from my childhood in the theater, one of them being Transformers, one being the He-Man live action, and the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. So those are the only 3 that I remember actually seeing in the theater. So.
What was it like as far as the theater experience for you? I mean, what was the movie like on the big screen?
It was crazy, especially given the age that I was. Everything in the, it didn't matter what movie it was in the theater, it was going to be kind of, you know, awestruck seeing a movie in the theater. But it was mainly, you know, all boys my age and moms and dads, and I just remember it being, you know, very shock and awe. You know, there was either scenes where everybody was very much into it and excited, and then obviously at the beginning of the movie with all the character deaths, there's a lot of silence in the theater, a lot of shock. So.
Yeah, I can imagine that would have been like that, especially with one death, which we will be talking about here in a second. Speaking of which, now be honest, did you cry when Prime died?
I honestly didn't, but I can tell you I was absolutely speechless. I remember being in the theater, looking around at the people I was in the theater with, you know, a couple of my friends, and we're just looking at each other like, what the heck just happened? Completely speechless, even to the point where it just kind of carried out throughout the whole film. I mean, I think that first time I watched it in the theater, there was probably major parts of the movie that I have no recollection of because I was still, you know, going over my mind what the heck just happened. even to the point where leaving the theater, you know, still looking at my friends and stuff like that, we're still speechless, like, is he going to be in the cartoon again? Like, but me and my group didn't necessarily cry, but there was definitely a lot of shock and speechlessness going on there.
I remember when I was 8 years old, it wasn't so much the death scene itself that made me cry, it was the last shot, and by that I mean the scene that was shown in every trailer for that movie, when Megatron blasts Prime and he falls back and his leg goes up. You know what I'm talking about? That scene, every time I saw that, I just bawled up. You know, it's like, what the hell are you doing, you idiots? Don't kill our hero, for Christ's sake.
Right. I think the scene that got my eyes almost watering to the point where I could have cried was when he was laying on the table and he actually turned the gray color, and that was it. I mean, I did well up a little bit almost there, not to the point where I was actually crying, but it was darn close.
Yeah. Do you have the 20th anniversary DVD?
I do have the 20th anniversary, as well as the old VHS version as well.
Yeah. Flint Dilly says on the 20th anniversary that, on the special features on that, you know, they didn't know they were killing an icon.
Right.
Like, you know, they thought it was just, oh, well, that's the 84 line. We need to bring in the 85 line, you know, the next year's line, because basically it is a toy commercial. I mean, really.
Yeah,
even
exactly.
Though there are storylines behind the cartoon, but yeah, it basically is a toy commercial.
Yeah,
and then
the way they explain that, as far as, you know, emptying out the one toy line and going with the other, I think they had, you know, some good ideas there, and I think if they, you know, even the killing of Prime, definitely had the shock factor. I just wish they wouldn't have killed off everybody, because it made it very hard to follow into the next season. I think if they would have left at least a couple of those main characters, maybe season 3 and so on would have lasted a little bit longer.
You're an idiot, Starscream! When we slip by their early warning systems in their own shuttle and destroy Autobot City, the Autobots will be vanquished forever!
Alright, folks, well, going through the audio for the classic GCRN retrospective here that we're doing in the 7-year episode, I did come across the Optimus Scourge segment of the Transformers the Movie TFG1 episode, so you're going to hear that next. Sadly, Optimus Scourge passed away a number of years ago. But I still felt that Gary was one of those people that helped me get ToyCast off the ground when I was doing ToyCast. He is and always will be a part of the GCRN, even though it was in limited capacity for the most of the part of the network. But, I mean, ToyCast wouldn't have even started if it wasn't for Gary Clark. He really wouldn't have. So thank you so much, Optimus Scourge. I know you're looking down on us and smiling, so thanks a lot, man. Here you go. Transformers the Movie, Optimus Scourge's opinions.
Hello and welcome to the TFG1 podcast. This is another clip with another co-host of mine, Optimus Scourge from TFW. Hello.
Hey, hey.
How's it going?
Doing all right.
We are here to discuss Transformers the Movie, the animated movie. Let's see, going into my questions, just to go ahead and get this kicked off, when was the first time that you saw the movie?
Believe it or not, I actually was, in 1986, I was 10 years old, I saw this in a movie theater.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the whole line from Spike, what we didn't know about was, oh my God, you know,
yeah.
Why is that there? That was that was pretty dramatic at the time for the 80s, you gotta think. Things were a little different back then, but, I'll be honest, you know, watching that movie in the theater was all great and everything, and I watched Prime die, and I actually, you know, had tears in my eyes and stuff, but, you know, it eventually gets to the point where the Junkions fix Magnus, and I'm like, okay, well, they fixed Magnus, so I'm just sitting around basically the rest of the movie waiting for them to fix Prime because they just fixed Magnus, then why aren't they fixing Prime? And then it was over, and, you know, it's kind of a love-hate thing. Obviously, from childhood, it kind of killed Transformers for me, and, you know, they were getting on in the years. The Headmasters came out, and I had a few of those, but I was getting older into comic books and then girls and music, stuff like that, so I kind of faded away for a little while. Then when Car Robots R.I.D. came out, I hooked up with Tony Sight and TransFandom 2005 boards and been back into collecting ever since and have come to love the movie, you know, and, you know, understand certain parts of why they did it for toy sales and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But, you know, but I definitely say I'm a fan of the movie. I mean, I don't say you're not a true fan if you don't like it or don't like it, but, I mean, I definitely respect it for what it is.
After that, there was that one time where TFG1 Mike made Pecan Corp Michael record when he was sick in TFG1 Episode 17 as they faced the five faces of darkness.
that's where the magic of re-editing comes in, though.
Yeah, I know. Well, I don't edit that much. I leave all that to Steve. I just cut out some stuff, and I can I really can't rearrange anything, so I just kind of, like, trim stuff down and stuff, but... Yeah, I don't do any editing. I do all the recording. The recording's my job. The editing is for the segment monkeys.
Nice. And Steve is like, who? What? Did he just call me a... What?
Oh. Well, he knows. I've said it before.
It is the year 2005. The Great Wars are finally over, and the Autobots have won. But while the Autobots celebrate their victory with their new leader, Rodimus Prime, the surviving Decepticons, without a leader of their own and desperately low on Energon, have retreated to the burned-out planet of Char.
Circa June 1st and 6th, 2009. This was Geekcast Radio, episode 1, and 2.
Hello, and welcome to GeekCast Radio, your home for the GeekCast Radio Network podcasts. I'm your host, Steve/Megatron, and joining me as usual
is Mike TFG1 from the TFG1 podcast, and this is our first episode of the flagship show. I don't know if we've actually decided how often the flagship show is going to run. I think it's like monthly at this point, but I'm not really sure, because everything else we're going to be doing is most likely weekly, with the exception of ATTF.
Yeah, it sounds about right.
I think that's right. I don't know. Not really sure. So, so what's going on with you?
Not much. This is, of course, an early episode for the show, considering we weren't going to start it until August. But
yeah.
It's pretty much going to be recorded whenever we find an excuse for a show that doesn't fit into our other podcasts.
Yeah, I've got several episodes in mind that I might be doing, but as far as it most likely will be a monthly show instead of weekly or every other week, just because all the other shows are either weekly or every other week. And I made a comment to a friend of mine who does another podcast, and or who's going to be doing another podcast over at Earth 2, and I said to her on AIM the other night, I said, yeah, well, you know, my friend and I, we're starting up our own podcasting network. We're going to be doing 5 shows simultaneously, all at the same time, and all at once. And, yeah, she goes, oh, my God, you must be a podcasting machine. I said, yeah, maybe, close to that, I don't know. But it's gonna be one hell of a ride.
Oh yes.
And I'm sure down the line, once obviously Beast Unleashed will have a set end time, MWire and Tooncast, I'm still working on the episodes for those. Start talking because I'm about to cough.
Well, the Tooncast, Mike will be basically running that show all the way, and I'll be guest hosting on that for the most part. And as far as the MWire goes, I will be also the co-host of that show, and he'll run whatever episodes that he programs the specific episode for, like for the specific movies, as I will do the same when it comes to a movie that I've selected.
Yeah, I mean, I think we pretty much have similar taste in movies, so a lot of stuff that I've put on the list so far is stuff that you would watch anyways.
Well,
there are some things on there that you may have not have seen in a while, or you may have never heard of, I don't know. And go ahead, feel free, you know, I'll email you the list and you can add or whatever. Right now, MWire, because right now the only episode we have in stone right now is Back to the Future, which is the first episode, which will be in July. All the other ones that I've written up, they have no air date. They could all be changed around. And they most likely will be, because I did not add in holiday-themed films yet. So that's, right now, MWire's full schedule of episodes is still subject to change. As far as Tooncast goes, I think I've got a great lineup with that so far. I've written out, I believe, it's close to 38, 39 episodes for a list to talk about. So, yeah, that's... and then, of course, Beast Unleashed. I mean, that's kind of... It's kind of almost self-explanatory. We're going to be reviewing Beast Wars and Beast Machines. Steve's going to be doing the Beast Wars stuff, and I'm going to be doing the Beast Machines stuff.
I will pretty much be running the Beast Wars end of it, as you will be running the Beast Machines end of it.
Yes. Yep. And then after that, we're not sure. I know I still want to do a 24 podcast eventually, but that would require me to have the DVDs, and I don't have them at this point. I know I talked to Birdman about doing that, and he said he'd be interested. I also have another buddy of mine who does the iPhone Docked and Mobile Tech Moment podcasts, Jeff Farina, Ultimo119 on Twitter. He's a big 24 fan, so I may ask him about that, because he'd probably have more time than Mike does. So, what are we talking about in this first episode, Steve?
Well, in this first episode, pretty much, we are going to talk about... and this episode's going to be pretty much short and sweet and to the point, considering this is our debut episode, and...
Yes.
We're still deciding what we want to include in the show overall.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
So, pretty much the main topic of this episode will be the G.I. Joe Resolute cartoon that is on Adult Swim on Cartoon Network.
Who was that pointy-eared bastard?
I don't know, but I like him.
Damn it, Jim, stand still!
Stop it!
What's happening in my mouth?
You got numb tongue?
Numb tongue?
I can fix that.
Yeah, that's funny.
I'm gonna save them between shows and just make the Geekcast Radio Network blooper show.
All right, whenever you're ready.
All right, in 3, 2, 1. Hello and welcome to episode 2 of Geekcast Radio. I'm your host, Stephen C. Phillips, and joining me is...
TFG1 Mike, hello.
Howdy.
Yes, we just recorded our 25th part of episode 25 of All Things Transformers. So you guys can basically listen to that to get all the current news, but Steve is now married, happily, hopefully.
Yes.
he is back from his honeymoon, and Geekcast Radio is going to be kicking off into high gear.
Yes.
Is it all you have to say is yes?
Yeah, as you know, in every episode I have to at least have one of those.
No. One or more.
Yeah. But, yeah, so for the most part, Geekcast Radio is completely kicked off. We have a shitload of stuff going on. We've got just, like I said, tons of content going on between shows. I think I'm editing, like, 5 different shows right now.
Sorry.
Hey, it's all right. At least TFG1's almost over.
Yeah, we
That's
have...
the big one.
Yes, we have, I think, 6-7 episodes left. So, yeah. I am so burnt out at this point on TFG1. As much as I love G1, I am just, like, so burnt out. I don't know if you've had a chance or if you're waiting until you go to work on Monday to listen to 17, but holy crap.
Oh, I listened to it. It was quite interesting.
Interesting is a very, very loose term. Oh my God.
Yeah, it was a good episode though. I usually listen to them before I put them online so they make sure I don't have any clips that are completely trashed. Although the first episode clip on that one was messed up, but that was beyond my fixing.
Yes. But oh my God, the tangents and the rants and the going. Oh my God, the goings on over there. Oh Lord, it's just crazy. And then of course Tooncast is taken off. We've already got episode 0 and episode 1 for Nintendo Tunes up. We're going to be recording episode 2 for Animaniacs tomorrow evening. so that's what's going on there. MWare still doesn't start till next month, which I'm kind of glad it doesn't, because by that time, Tooncast should be into its 5th or 6th episode, I think. Something like that. I don't know. I'd have to look at the schedule, and I don't feel like doing that right now.
Well, this show will be in episode 3 by then. All Things Transformers will be probably around late 28.
Yeah.
Something, yeah. 27, 28, somewhere around there. And along with whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've been doing that quite a bit lately. But yes. TFG1 will be done next month.
Yes, TFG1 ends July 10th, 2009. Actually... It does end then, but there will be an episode 25 whenever both of us get the Matrix of Leadership DVD set, because that's what episode 25 will be, and then we're going to be shifting the live-action Transformers movies over to MWire. And I did not add those in the schedule yet. Actually, it's funny, MWire has 100 episodes listed already.
Yeah, we've got a show schedule listed all the way through 2011.
Yes, so M-Wire... Yeah, M-Wire is going to be going on for a long time. I don't know about you, but my plan for this, for GeekCast Radio, it originally we were going to do it monthly, like one episode a month, and then I started getting all kinds of just general geek ideas in my head, and I started writing down episodes. And I think with TFG1 ending, we can feasibly do 2 to 3 episodes of this per month, because it basically would be half an hour discussion on whatever topic that we decide. Obviously, today will be Star Trek, the new
film. Yes.
Yes, you damn Trekkie.
Hey, I was into that before I ever opened Transformers.
Yeah,
I liked
yeah.
Batman, too, before I liked Star Trek.
Yeah, but Batman, well... I guess Batman, I really shouldn't say that.
Ass now compared to Transformers and Star Trek.
Wait a minute. Dark Knight was really awesome. You can't.
No, that was. I got to say that I like that one better than the first one.
Okay, I'm going to say this, and hopefully none of our people that listen will take offense to this. If they're comic book readers, Batman on, and I was going to say this as a whole, Batman is not as popular as Star Trek, but it actually is. Batman on TV and movies doesn't have the as major a following as Star Trek does.
No.
But Batman overall, I would say that they're about tied.
Well, Batman overall has a larger following because it's been around since, like, the beginning of time, and, you know, Star Trek's been around since the 60s.
Please enter program.
The android at the bar said you could show me my old ship. Let me see it.
Insufficient data. Please specify parameters.
The Enterprise. Show me the bridge of the Enterprise, you chattering piece of...
There have been 5 Federation ships with that name. Please specify by registry number.
NCC-1701. No bloody A, B, C, or D.
Program complete. Enter when ready.
These guys have come a long way in 7 years. Let's see if they remember any of it. In their own words.
Wow, thanks, Brian. Well, Steve, we certainly have come a long way. Listening back to some of those clips is just heart-wrenching.
That's what she said.
And like I said before at the beginning of the show, how we began our podcasting careers and how we began the network, I have no idea how we still have all these fans that still listen to us all these years. Now, you said, because when I was putting that clip together there, the day I was putting it together, I was messaging you and calling you. You've said you don't remember anything.
This is, like, true honesty here. I am pretty much a blank slate when it comes to after I've recorded something. I will not remember anything about that episode, like, days after. My mind goes completely blank, and I will not remember anything. I might remember, like, pieces of the conversation, and I might remember, like, if somebody brings something up in the comments, I'll be able to put 2 and 2 together and figure out what was being said. But for the most part, like, I'm totally, like, my short-term memory wipes me clean, and I will not remember anything that was said on said podcast. Now, also saying that, 7 years ago, I don't remember anything unless I've listened to the podcast episode more than once. And I've been podcasting for 9 years? 9 years.
Yeah, you're 9. I'm 8 this year. Yeah, I was 7 last year.
Because I was on TF Wire, and I've told this story a million times, but like even those episodes that I was on there, other than the Transformers the movie one that we did and the play on, like the war stories was horrid to go back and listen to because it was so awkward. I can't even hold a conversation by myself. And then All Things Transformers was the same way. And then when I had...
Well, the funny thing about All Things Transformers is you had good ideas, you just never really executed them.
The thing was, is I'd never recorded a podcast. I always expected like the duality of having someone to bounce off of.
Yeah.
And then it wasn't until certain aspects of Altered Geek where I figured out how to spin it into an individualized episode that I could still do segments and cover everything without sitting there rambling and going, and blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
Which is what
happened.
Yeah,
that's one thing I noticed with you between then and now is you've gone off of, so there's that, or then this happened, let's move on. Because a lot of the audio that I edited in to make that giant super blast from the past clip that everyone just heard was... A lot of it was dead air.
I was very raw at that point.
Well, you know, we all have our, you know, beginnings. Oh, trust me, talk about raw.
Well, you want to hear something funny. One of the things that pops up a lot in my podcast that I do is I go and. Mm-hmm. And it pops up quite a bit when I'm recording any episode, when I'm trying to, like, gather my thoughts while I'm talking. So when that happens, I either stutter and I repeat the same word twice, like and or wha, you know, something like that. Mostly it's that pops up. And so mm-hmm. I've come to the conclusion that if I've done it more than a few times, I go back and edit them out so that it's sounding cleaner and I cut it out because it annoys me when I listen to them and there's like 50 of them in a row.
Yeah, for me, I don't know. Listening back to myself, I tell you one thing. We had a lot more tangents than we used to. Because there are, if people go back, not that they can now, but if you ask us...
Eventually, there will be, the archives will return on the new site. Because it'll be the unlimited plan as opposed to the 100 gigs and you're done.
If you go back to ATTF version 1 episode 8, that's the news episode that Steve basically stumbled through.
Well, what and happened episode... is there was an incident that took place between that like 7 and 9.
Yeah.
And I don't even remember if Master Galvatron was in 7. He might have been like 6. The thing about it was, is he got into a flame war on, and I don't know if I've ever told this story, but into a flame war on a forum that I used to frequent, the Cybertron Archives, that's no longer, in effect. I'm in the attempting process of trying to pick up a lot of these old sites that no longer exist because I want to revert them back to like All Things Transformers, but right. they're all taken. It doesn't matter. But the guy, he was all right on the forums, and then he was all right like the first time I talked to him. Didn't expect the very Texan Southern drawl in the voice. I was so confused on that to begin with, because I'd never before that point, like the most people I'd spoken to on a podcast was like Jesse or Bolt Matrix. Boston and Massachusetts, and you've got Michigan. So my range of some of the people, plus there was like a guy from Florida, and then there was a couple of guys from like Canada from TF Anonymous that I'd talked with at some points. But the Master Galvatron guy, he'd started this flame war with a bunch of female Transformer fans, and I found it very tasteless, because not only was he bad PR for a fresh podcast of this magnitude, but I didn't want any of that garbage in All Things Transformers. It was one thing if I got off on a tangent hating on something that happened in the franchise itself, but I didn't want to alienate listeners, you know, male, female, whatever. Like I didn't want to alienate people. I wanted people to be able to enjoy the franchise itself. And so when he started doing that, he was essentially pissing off and alienating a bunch of female Transformer fans and some male fans, and I wanted nothing to do with it, so I more or less just stopped contacting him for the podcast. Came into contact with you through Twitter, because I discovered it around that time listening to This Week in Geek, which kind of fueled my desire to branch out. Although I will say, while I was on TF Wire and they were looking for a new podcast, I had pitched the Weekend at the Movies podcast at that time. I also had as a backup name, in case things went sideways with that, because I did have, like, you know, the thing of breakdown of the trailers. I had, you know, discussion on a episode and some of the news. That was the same setup I basically had for TF Wire, but he never, there was like, the site was kind of going downhill at that point. Like, they were winding down. It wasn't them necessarily. It was just that they were getting bored with the franchise. So things started tapering off. So I just held on to those ideas, that and Movie Week and Review. Those were all kind of in the back burner while I was doing all things Transformers. And then when I met you on Twitter, you were like, hey, I want to do a Transformers Generation 1 podcast.
Mm-hmm.
And I had Predacon Empire at the time, which some douche bought out recently to put a site that's supposed to be more or less the Primus Chronicles type stuff, and then nothing's ever happened to the site, and the guy's got it registered until next year. So I may eventually pick that back up if it frees up. But the you know, so we had both those podcasts running on there, and of course you found one of the early ads that I'd completely forgotten were in existence. Again, it's another one of those things that if I haven't listened to it in recent time, I won't remember what it is. So when you played it for me, I was like, oh, I remember that. And it didn't sound nearly as bad as some other ads I'd made, but since then,
yeah,
but it wasn't great either. So I definitely was glad when we switched and created the GCRN. We kind of thought that up in like February of
2009. Yeah.
And then we actually built the site in like April. I started building it, and then we actually launched it in June. And then, of course, we had Movie Week and Review, Geekist Radio, and, like, Tooncast, and, you know, some of these other podcasts.
We had ATTF. We had ATTF. TFG1 was still going on. We had GCR, Tooncast. MWire didn't launch until July. The only reason why I know that is because back then I was a big Applephile, and the new iPhone, the newest model of the iPhone 3. Was 3G or what, I forget what it is, was coming out July 11th. So I was like, hey, let's make MWire's anniversary July 11th. I was like, fine, whatever. So on launch day, the anniversary for every show on launch day was GCR, Tooncast Classic. Yeah, it's pretty much those two. Because MWire didn't come till later, and we had already established ATTF and TFG1. So... so yeah, it's pretty much those two shows, the flagship show and the new cartoon show. And the whole point, as we've told these stories many, many times before, is that, you know, we wanted to branch out. After TFG1, I never want to talk Transformers ever again. So done.
And I actually, it's funny because shortly thereafter we launched ToyCast. We started GCR and Wars, and then it just sat on the back burner for like years.
Yeah.
And then until Optimus Solo revived it to what it is now. Because originally I wanted it to be a debate show anyway, but not it. I didn't want it necessarily to encompass only geek topics. Although I was having a hard time trying to fit into our own niche that we created. The episode 1's still there. It just never went past that one. Like
bad government. What was it? It was
healthcare reform and.
No. It was, the title was it bad government and healthcare horrors?
Yeah,
I believe.
Yeah. And
the only podcast to this day that Brian Phillips has ever been on.
True.
So.
My other brother's
you know
never what?
Seen one. Since I'm thinking of this now, he's a tech guy kind of like you. Maybe you guys could just do the altered tech segment for a while.
Third shifts. His shifts are totally different than mine. There's almost no. Yeah.
That's insane. I'm sure you guys could find one day out of the month you could get together.
Yeah, usually we're playing Battlefield 4. The four of us, my dad, my brothers, and I all play Battlefield 4. So it's which I might be able to start getting them to stream during the thing, and then we might be able to record some stuff during that. But I want to try and do live streaming. That's kind of my next boat I want to do is live streaming it.
Twitch TV for gaming.
Yeah, I tried YouTube gaming, and unfortunately, it's very laggy.
Yeah.
And I don't know if it's the bandwidth or if it's the way YouTube presents its stuff, or I'm not entirely sure, but I don't like the fact that when I went to go play the game, it made me entirely worse than I am. Like, I'm not great by any means. Like, I'm not one of those guys that gets like 80 kills on a level and has like 20 deaths and whatnot. But I'm not one of those guys that gets like zero kills and then I'm killed like 30 times. Because that's kind of what happened in that. I had like 6 kills and I had died like 36. because the lag was so massive while I was playing the game. And the funny thing is I played it for 45 minutes. It didn't matter the level, didn't matter the server because I tried different ones. It didn't matter. It lagged. The minute I closed off the stream and I started playing with my brother on, which was Brian, I started playing with him on the servers. The minute I closed it off, game sped up. It was three times as fast as it was before I was streaming.
Just goes to show you how much YouTube sucks these days.
Well, I don't know if it was YouTube sucking, but I think it was just the way that they got their setup. I'm gonna try Twitch next time I do it, but I want to try and stem into that direction as well as like more video content. Even though I try to half the time, and then I get too lazy, don't want to get on camera.
Yeah, so you know, we've got that kind of stuff going on. We've had so many interviews in the past 7 years. Thank you to I can't even single them all out. We've had guests come back. We even have a guest narrator on this episode, so that's pretty friggin' cool. There's just been so much that's happened in the last 7 years. With the network, how far we've gotten. We've gotten, top 100 animated series, top 100 animated films, top 100 TV series, and now we're doing top 50, which part two will be out after this episode, but we got top 50 video games, and then, you know, like you already mentioned, the 90s Villains Tournament is coming, so... With that, let's let you listeners take a listen back to that classic ad that Steve had mentioned, and then the narrator will tell you what's coming up after this.
The Transformers will return after these messages.
Are you a fan of Transformers?
Yes.
Then be sure to visit PredaconEmpire.com, your resource for Transformers media and more. Also, be sure to check out our podcast, All Things Transformers and the TFG1 Podcast. I'm Steve/Megatron, inviting you to come join the fun on the shows and the forums. So be sure to visit PredaconEmpire.com for all your Transformers needs. Enter now.
Coming this summer, the GeekCast Radio Network, Unleash the Geek in You. Our shows include... All Things Transformers, the TFG1 Podcast, the Beast Unleashed Podcast, M-Wire Movie Week in Review, TuneCast, and the GeekCast Radio Podcast. I am Michael Blanchard. I will be one of your hosts, along with my good friend Stephen C. Phillips of PredaconEmpire.com. And we are bringing you our new podcasting network. Please tune in. This ad sponsored by GeekCastRadio.com.
We now return to the Transformers.
These guys have been unleashing the geek in you for the past 7 years. Now, let them tell you what's coming next for the GCRN.
You are listening to Podcaster Meets World.
You kids in your water wars, I'd love to join you, but I'm having way too much fun here.
You're bailing on the water war? Don't you have detention Friday?
Don't worry about detention. I can handle Feeny. Feeny loves me.
Feeny hates you.
Well, it's one of the two.
Thank you so much once again, narrator Brian Ward. So, what's next for the GCRN? Well, as we mentioned before and as you heard at the very beginning of the podcast, we have an all-new, brand-new theme song done by... This is your cue.
Oh, I already mentioned that, but it's...
I know, but we gotta remind people.
It's David Moya from MF Music on Fiverr.
That's
so,
right.
So look for him there. He's you can actually listen to the theme on his SoundCloud account. So yeah, be sure to check him out.
Thank you once again to David for our all-new theme song. This theme song will probably last...
forever.
At least until year nine. I'm not gonna let Steve get tired of it.
I actually like it a lot, but that's because
it's not a comment on David's work. It's more so a comment on your instability when it comes to certain things.
I get bored very easily.
Yes, you do.
Graphically, sound wise, just on a lot of different things, but it's because the creativity in me wants to change things constantly. Yes. Which is why the website changes and the logo and although I think I've come to a place where the GCRN stuff's fine. I'm tweaking the crap out of like Altered Geek a lot lately, but
yeah.
I think I'm finally good on that. I just started tweaking my other projects.
Yeah, that's the interesting thing really when you think about it, because you did up another logo evolution chart for us, and going back from the earliest days of the network launch and going through the years, we've pretty much had almost the same logo since about year three. It's changed variations of it, but it's pretty much the same kind of stuff. We had a Tron-inspired logo back in 2011 when Tron Legacy came out.
We've done Pirates of the Caribbean. We've done Tron. We've done a lot of other ones. For the most part, like we had the GCRN and then the logo, and then we had, you know, Geekcast Radio Network, Unleash the Geek and You, with, you know, the GCRN being kind of spotlighted on it. The funny thing is now it's kind of all-inclusive. We have a new globe that's totally different.
Brand new globe, totally different.
I made the entire surrounding around it out of boredom. This is how it came about. I think I was looking at like the Overwatch or something else like logo, and then I was like, I really like that, but I don't want to steal it. So I was like, I'm going to make my own. And then I put a italicized thing to the GCRN, which the funny thing is I had to do that at magnificent speed or like resolution. Because the funny thing with the older logos are because they're so small, the glow effect.
Right.
It's actually the same logo, the same font, the same effects to it. It's because I blew up the text so large.
Right.
And then I flatten the image and then format it down smaller after that, the glow effect goes away. And then it gives that more like pristine look to it. Which is what I made after a certain point when I got the previous globe. And then putting the Geekcast Radio Network underneath was kind of a like the finishing touch to it. I wanted to explain what GCRN is, but also give it the same kind of stylistic look that we've always had.
Yeah. But this new logo, this new globe, new everything for eventually... the year 7 site and beyond, because we will have at some point before the end of 2016 a brand new website, a brand new domain name. whole new way of looking at the content on the website. It's very circular in certain areas of it, which is very, very cool. It's going to be the same content that we've always been known for.
There'll be more of a presentation of the like the awards, the top 100s, the tournaments, the top lists.
Right.
Because those are pretty much like our bread and butter, our staples there. Yeah, we do all the podcasts. Yeah, we do some reviews. But those are like our like main favorites that people enjoy. So those will be highlighted a little bit more prominently on the new site, as well as, you know, our social channels and some of the news. And there'll be like a double banner type thing. It'll be a lot less confusing in some areas. And some of the presentation stuff will be a little bit better, and there's a little bit more listing stuff. It's going to be different, but it's going to be very, very reminiscent of a lot of the stuff we've done. Plus, I like the way the background fits to the page and actually shows up in all browsers.
Yep.
As opposed to what shows up now, which is nothing on Firefox.
Yeah, or on Chrome, there's nothing.
Yeah, and there is actually a background there. It just doesn't show up.
Yeah. That's what's coming for the site. As far as podcasts go, we've already mentioned that after we finish the top 50, Steve's going to do the top the 90s villains tournament for Wars. I've got the daily Phineas and Ferb podcast organization without a cool acronym. We are bringing all things Transformers back with Origins episodes, so we'll start those sometime late July, maybe. Let's see. Hopefully before the end of this year, I can get this done. I don't know. We've tackled Batman and Batman Beyond. We've tackled Justice League and Justice League Unlimited. At some point between now and hopefully the end of the year, I can get 15 episodes done for the entirety of Superman the Animated Series, considering this is its 20th anniversary year here in 2016. So that's going to be coming, and it has a name, and I can't believe I was able to come up with this. And you'll like it, because it's probably the first one that I've come up with, one of the first ones that I've come up with that really doesn't have podcast and name anywhere. It's actually, the first 15 episodes are going to be all about reviewing Superman the Animated Series, but it will go on past that to go into reviewing Smallville and Lois and Clark and that kind of stuff for Superman TV, but it's going to be called A Brave New Metropolis. So that's the new Superman cartoon TV podcast that'll come at some point. We are still going to launch this year at some point the first 10 episodes of Podcaster Meets World, which is Steve and I reviewing Boy Meets World Season 1.
I'm also hoping to get, before you get to Erg, the...
Reboot?
Reboot's been on the reboot path for a while. I'm hoping to eventually do that. I don't know if that'll ever take place. Been on the docket since we started the network. Along with Cobra Cast that I decided not to do. remember that? That was on the docket for three years. We never did it.
Yeah, G.I. Joe's dead. Cobra killed him.
Yeah, well, Hasbro did it first.
Yes.
So
Hasbro.
No, I was thinking Beware the Batman in Legends of the Dark Knight.
Oh, Return of Legends of the Dark Knight. Yeah, yeah, yeah. As well as
the Killing Joke.
So that's going to be happening as well, because most of those are going to be crossovers between Legends of the Dark Knight and Tooncast Beyond. Tooncast Beyond, I'm hoping. Maybe we can start production on it next month. Who knows? I don't know. I'm hoping now that I have my cartoon site resource that Steve and I can start pre-producing a lot of the Christmas stuff. I do want to get to 25 Days of Christmas this year, but I don't know as of right now. So we'll see what happens with that. M-Wire, I'm going to take it to episode 130, and then I'm going to give it a little break for a while. We did just release episode 127. Next week, Steve and I will be recording episode 128. And I think also next week, Dan and I will be recording 129. So that'll be that. What else is coming up? GCRN, or not, GCR, Geekcast Radio, the nine top nines of the 90s, episode 91 to 99. Going to be nine episodes for top nine countdowns in the 90s. I think it's books, video games, music, movies, TV, cartoons. And yes, TV and cartoons are separate because they are two separate genres. And I think there's one or two other ones. I think it's something about the nine top the nine top news stories of the 90s, I think, is one of them. So we'll have to figure that out and all that. But that's what's coming up for GCR. I do know, I can't speak too much on this, I do know that Optimus Solo and Movie Revolt Dan are working on bringing the telecast back. So there's that to look forward to. The pull bag keeps going strong at this point because I'm planning for my first trip out to California. It changes from week to week. This week, when this episode airs, we will have just released our episode on I Hate Fairyland, number 1 and 2. I had to get you to read those first two issues. You might find, you might like it. It's pretty funny. So there's that. And then the next week, we're going to, Joe and I just recorded, we're going to release it next week. We're going to do TMNT, Bebop and Rocksteady Destroy Everything. So there's that. Yeah, 7 years. Here's to seven more and whatever else. Who knows how long we're going to keep this thing going. But like I said, we're going to get Podcaster Meets World going. We're going to get Legends going back again. Hopefully I can get the first 15 episodes of the Superman thing going. ERG, Extreme E, as in E, Extreme Retro Gaming, is coming back, but it's going to have to be next year. We've got way too much stuff. I know everyone wants us to talk video games. We want to talk video games. I've set the show up to where Steve can do episodes on his own. I can do episodes on my own with whoever host we can get to be on the episodes with us. But it's going to have to wait till next year, folks. We've just got way too much stuff going on this year. So year 7, GCRN, lucky year 7. Absolutely awesome. Thank you to everyone who continues to listen. Thank you to everyone who leaves iTunes reviews, comments on the website, interacts with us on Twitter or our Facebook fan pages. We're dead and loving it. Who knows?
Yipper.
So, unleash the geek in you, and we will catch you next time. Where can the people find you online, sir?
The easiest way would be on the Twitters at SCP21.
Find me at TFG1Mike on Twitter, or I think it's facebook.com/TFG2Mike for my fan page. And as always, Geekcast Radio at Geekcast Radio on Twitter, facebook.com/Geekcast Radio Network. You all are going to really be so psyched to see the new site when we finally launch it, because it's going to, it basically, what we've done is we've given ourselves an entire facelift on the logo, on the site design, on everything. You're still getting the same classic GCRN content we always give you. So again, unleash the geek in you, and we will catch you next time.
Sorry about that.
Did you kill the guy?
The dangers of doing this at the office.
If you're gonna ride, Dano, ride in style.
I'm Brian Ward. This is your brain.
Hey, that was fun!
And this is your brain on the Geekcast Radio Network.
Just a bunch of fucking repaints.
Respect my authority.
I love you.
Shut up, bitch. I'm not done.
Any questions?
Can I come into the out now?